unfortunately, the dysfunction has grown to the point where it can't be hidden anymore.
In fact, it's celebrated. Yeah. It's just, I mean, this is in the news, I guess, at Daily Star UK. They're kind of a tabloid rag, yeah, but it's being published as if it's news.
Yeah, well, there's a, you've heard of Prager, right?
Of course.
Well, I was listening to him a couple days ago, and he made a really good comment. All right, say you have a pot of dirt.
Yeah.
And then you decide you want to grow flowers in that dirt. And you go through all the hard work and all of the pruning, and all of a sudden, there's the flowers. And then you cut the flowers off to give them to somebody. Well, those flowers have now been removed from the soil, and they're going to wither and die in 1 to 5 days. All right.
That's why flowers are a stupid gift.
Well, the soil he is actually referring to in this case is a lot of the morals and ethics that come from religion are the soil.
Yeah.
And now we're, you know, several generations away from us as a race, you know, basically visiting the well to get our nutrients.
Yep.
And now we're seeing it in living color, quite literally.
Yep.
All of this craziness that's now Sodom and Gomorrah eyes this world. Now listen, I never thought I was going to be that guy when I was like a teenager.
When I was your age.
I was like, Sodom and Gomorrah, the world's not that bad. What you talking about? Well, here I am now in my 50s going, dude, I'm expecting quadruple lightning bolts any goddamn second here.
Yeah. I mean, when our own AG wants a drag queen in every school.
Yep.
And that is not hyperbole. This Dana Nessel person needs to be drawn and quartered over this shit.
Yeah.
We have entered Sodom and Gomorrah territory.
Yeah,
I mean, when it's stunning and brave. I mean, it's illegal to take your children to a shake it club. But apparently it's stunning and brave to take that same strip club and bring it to your kids.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Wow. Six of one, half dozen of another. One's a felony, and the other is stunning and brave.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
And either way you slice it, it's bad news bears. This is why we drink, ladies and germs.
Fuck yeah. Mm.
We'll do this first, so you can relax your brain.
That's like micro thin. You can actually see flesh through that.
Yeah, to take it in a bit, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Have you ever heard of Postmates?
Huh? What?
They're like a food delivery place, kind of like Uber Eats or whatever.
Bottom-friendly menu. What?
Eat with pride. Ah! Postmates unveils bottom-friendly menu for Confused Poles and Holes Month.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. And they got
hang on.
They got a licensed proctologist to team up with them in order to create this menu.
So what? You want these people to eat stuff that they know they're going to get their equipment used in ways it's not designed for?
Yeah, that they don't want to get any extra mud on their helmets, I guess.
Pogo sticks? Throbbing meat rockets? They don't want to get poop on those?
So it includes soluble food suggestions to prevent those participating in certain activities from making a mess of your evening. Partner restaurants from New York City and Los Angeles, of course, were also mentioned in the announcement. You shouldn't miss a good meal for a good time.
What?
And they got a whole tweet on here.
Can you show the video?
They're getting ratioed to high heaven for this shit.
What are you eating, Miss Pride? Well, if you're a top, it seems like you can eat whatever you want.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Why is the eggplant dressed like it belongs in the Blue Oyster Club from Police Academy?
I don't know.
Bottom, you're expected to start. Not this pride. Introducing the bottom-friendly menu from Postmates.
Oh, God.
We teamed up with Dr. Evan Goldstein from Bespoke Surgical to bring you a menu of bottom-friendly foods backed by science.
This is so backed by science. Fiber.
You know what else is backed by science? Anal prolapses.
Yeah, quite literally. Anal fissures, anal rips. Infected anus.
I could. Get it out of my head!
All right, I don't want us to get a copyright strike for showing this.
Okay, so this proctologist, who apparently is a confused pole and hole himself, teamed up to create the menu. Okay. Oh God.
But the thing is, by the time it gets to the lower exit, it's been in your body for 2 to 3 days at a minimum.
Yeah. Well, let's check this out. The video includes stop motion video, yada, yada. It goes on to suggest that some participants should avoid legumes, whole grains, dairy, and other insoluble foods for at least 24 hours before activity. So
the whole grains are too scratchy?
So we have to avoid things that might actually clean yourself out. So I guess somebody's idea of a good time is to, you know, ramrod like a styrofoam block of impacted, like, poo.
Why you gotta create these, like, images in my head?
Flake it off on top like crushed red
God
pepper.
God damn, stop!
Whole grains.
Stop! God damn.
Why? Why is this necessary? And why do they have to get a proctologist to help? Oh, he's an... Oh, God. Anal surgery practice that he founded, I guess, uh-huh. Is bespoke surgery.
Well, you've got to have a doctor if you want
to. Where the majority of patients are confused poles and holes.
Yeah, listen, you got. Now, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of people out there who are nutritionists who have a lot more clout and know what they're talking about than some doctor who operates on anuses that have been used poorly throughout their life cycle.
Yeah, I really wish I could show that clip from Zach and Miri, you know, when she's talking to him, you know, about doing the anal scene, and she's like, anal's great for when you're constipated. It really loosens you up. I like X-Lax, but okay. And then, of course, they're doing the thing. The cameraman's down below, and all of a sudden you just hear him pop out like a champagne cork, and they go all over his face.
That's terrible.
Can you believe this shit? Can you believe this shit? That bitch frosted me like I was a fucking cake. Oh
my God.
It just it cracks me up because Bespoke Surgical is based on the foundation of sexual wellness and its associated pillars, prevention, restoration, and reconstruction.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
Restoration and reconstruction.
Prevention, I understand. Restoration and reconstruction. How is that a foundation of sexual wellness? Unless you're talking about people who have beaten their equipment within an inch of its life.
Hang on. All right. This actually happened.
Okay.
A dude was squatting somewhere between 500 and 600 pounds. Comes down. On his way back up, his whole colon shoots out of his a-hole. That is a legitimate reason to have to go to a doctor like this to get some restoration surgery. Okay? I mean, listen, bad shit happens. Okay? But the thing is, if you're using it against its design specifications, you can almost guarantee with enough time you're going to get a bad outcome.
That sounds like, you know, a partially defective model, you know, getting pushed beyond its limits and exploding on rear impact, so to speak. This is regular abuse.
On a regular basis.
Of things that
shouldn't be abused.
Yeah, you know, they're not designed to do the things that are being done here. And what's hilarious is that they chose this specifically for this month.
Yeah, I know.
As if, you know, there aren't straight couples out there who enjoy a good alcohol-related incident available upon request.
I'm not one of them.
No, neither am I. But
that's not my thing.
But, I should say, you know, things happen.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.